Tell us a little bit more about farming God's way.
We have tried a lot of agricultural methods here, especially trying to fit the method with Rwandan people and who they are and the tools that they have and the environment that they live in. So there's a lot of farming methods that we have eliminated that they just wouldn't work in Rwanda. But there have been quite a few that I felt would work. One that has really come to the top in the last couple of years is called Farming God's Way. And it's a very fun mixture of learning about God and who God is at the same time as learning about how to take really good care of our soil and of our crops. Here in Africa, we tend to get very poor crops from our land. There's a number of reasons for that. We have torrential downpour rains, which carries off massive amounts of topsoil every year. The sun, when it comes out, even during the rainy season, is so intense that it just soaks up all the moisture in the ground very quickly, and the crops dry out very quickly. The other thing is, because there's not a lot, people don't have a lot of fertilizer, sometimes they have none, there's nothing going back into the soil. Another problem is when people clear their fields, for example, if they had corn in their fields and they're clearing the corn stalks, they'll put them all in a pile and burn them. So all the minerals and all the goodness from the corn stalks that could have been returned to the soil is forever finished and gone. And the soil is often left bare in between seasons, leaving it to the sun and to the rain to do its work. All of these things combined make it and so that here in Rwanda, as well as other places in Africa, we have very poor crops. This method of farming God's way is very different. It's a form of mulch farming. So all those corn stalks that were on the field, we just cut them and lay them right back down on the field. And we'll even bring other grasses and things so that the soil is completely covered. So then when we have these torrential downpours, the rain is hitting the grass, not the soil. They've done tests on it to see, and there's very, very, very little soil that is actually carried away on a field that is mulched as compared to a field next door that has no mulch on it. The other thing is that when that sun does come out in between the rains and the bare fields are almost immediately dry, the mulched field keeps moist for quite a long time. And we've seen crops go through from 2 weeks to up to a month with no rain and have no loss on the crops because it was well mulched. The other thing is, we're very careful about how we plant our seeds, about the spacing of seeds, and with every seed, there's a handful of fertilizer. And so we do use fertilizer, but we use it very carefully. We don't tell people to spread it out over their whole field, which would be very discouraging because nobody would really have enough fertilizer. Instead, every place where we have a seed, there's just enough fertilizer for that seed. And the mulch, as it rots over time, fertilizes the soil. So what they're finding throughout Africa when this method is used is that within 3 years, the soil has improved tremendously. The soil just improves every year. And at 3 years, you basically have your peak soil that has a lot of fertilizer, all the topsoil, all the healthy microbes, all the nutrients that are needed, and they just are getting bumper crops off of these fields. So we still use the hoe. We still use local fertilizer, whatever can be found, whether it's cow dung or whether it's, you know, goat or whether it's composted material. We use mulch that is found right there in the neighborhood that came from other crops or just grasses from around. There's not really any technology that people can't get a hold of that we're using. We're using all their own technology. But it's just this change of idea, and we care about every single plant because we believe that God cares about every single plant. God cares about every single seed, and as we're hoeing, as we're planting, we're praying, and we're asking God to be in this field with us, that His Spirit be with us as we're doing this, that His Spirit stay here in this field, in this place, because God cares about people, we know that, but God also cares about His creation, and He cares that His creation produces enough to feed His people. And what they find is that in Africa, the average harvest on a hectare, for example, of corn is a half a ton of corn per hectare. And with this method, I have a friend who planted this method the first time, and he got just over 3 tons per hectare of corn in his first planting. And it's only going up from there. And they have people who get 10 tons per hectare of corn from this planting method.